Next patient, Welker, W-E-L-T-E-R, Vicky, V-I-C-K, ID 7-30-1955, patient present for a follow-up. 57-year-old patient with alcoholic cirrhosis was admitted to ICU with encephalopathy and ascites. Patient was managed. Post-admission, patient was managed in adult care setup where patient had done well. Now patient has presently is living home and is taken care by her husband, taken care of by her husband and daughter. On today's visit, patient complains of feeling fatigued. According to patient's daughter, she has a lack of energy, is unable to do many physical activities. Also, patient has restarted drinking and had last episode of drinking was a week ago. Patient appears very shaky and unstable. Patient on examination is awake, alert, oriented, appears thin. Vitals are stable with a pulse rate of 80 and blood pressure 130/88 in today's visit. Examination of HENT and change. Her mild ascites, but very mild edema. Overall, there is improvement. And tremors are noted. Patient, 57-year-old patient with alcoholic cirrhosis, decompensated cirrhosis, continues to have ongoing use of alcohol. Recommend 2 gram sodium diet. Dose of a patient's most recent labs were reviewed. BUN and creatinine is normal. Recommend decreasing the B-aldactone to 20 milligrams and spironolactone to 50 milligrams once a day. Advice to continue the Zefaxin 550 twice a day for hepatic encephalopathy. Prophylaxis, lactulose as needed, continue. Vitamins follow up in 8 weeks. Also, patient is due for an ultrasound of the abdomen and alpha feet of 14. Our next visit will reevaluate. Copy to Dr. Terry Ball. Total time spent 20 minutes. End of dictation.